You're listening to Story, a detective story, adapted from a story titled Story, a Detective Story by Philip Ventrella, who wrote the story. And now, Chapter 1.
I was sitting in my office, working one hot August afternoon. As I glanced around the room, I could see objects that described my personality, painting a picture of a man who was mostly a stereotype. There will be a lot more art to me later, but not until the character development chapter. I glanced at my watch to indicate that nothing was going on in the office or my life. That's when a pot walked in. Looking up, I saw the most ravishing beauty I'd ever seen since the story started nearly two paragraphs ago. She walked up to my desk and dropped a very large plot device on a stack of papers.
What's this about, Toots?
That's for you to find out, but don't worry. It will only take 8 chapters to do it, and we'll also have a gratuitous sex scene in chapter 3.
I swallowed hard. Although she hadn't been described properly yet, I could tell that she was written to be a ferocious lover. I prayed that the reader would skip to chapter 3, or at least skim. And that's when it occurred to me. Hey, sister, I don't have time for these schoolboy shenanigans. I have to tune in my favorite radio station, KRCB-FM, Radio 91.
What do you mean? I'm not your sister.
Yeah, maybe so, but you are my distraction. And I don't let nothing short of Betty Grable and Blue Jean stand in the way of my cultural radio programs. Besides, I've seen a better chassis on my Zenith.
The Noive!
It doesn't take Noive to stick to your guns and insist on KRCB FM Radio 91. The Petaluma radio players are proud supporters of KRCB. Shouldn't you be, too?